The amazing thing about dating when you're conscious and aware of what's going on inside of you, because then it was a no-brainer to me. My non-negotiables had nothing to do with how tall he was, how educated, how, you know, his financial status, but it was like, do I feel really cared for? Is he affectionate?
Welcome to the Phase 4 podcast, inspired by Vishen Lakhiani and Ajit Nawalkar, co-founders of EverCoach, a division of Vine Valley. In this podcast, we speak to coaches and creatives about where they were, where they are, and where they are going. This is the intersection of what we focus on expands, and your story is your superpower. My guest today is Naomi Thompson. She's a dating and relationship coach and a Rory Ray Master Coach teacher. And today she's going to come on the podcast and share some nuggets. So get a pen and a paper. And Naomi, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you. Thank you, JP. It's lovely to be here.
Yeah, thank you. And I kind of just like to begin with, tell us a little bit more about yourself.
Yeah, okay. So my name's Naomi Thompson. I live in the south of England. I've got my kids, and you know, I kind of bring to my work, you know, obviously my skills in coaching, but also my experience, you know, my experience of life, my experience of love, and you know, that's what I bring to all of it.
Beautiful. And so you have experience with life, love, you have experience of learning the tools for that a coach would need. And so I guess you help women accomplish incredible love, but do you do that one-on-one or in groups or both or whatever that look like?
Yeah, I have both. You know, I work with, you know, accomplished women who are either often dating after divorce or after a lifetime of wrong relationships. And that can be a woman in her 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, you know, if it feels like every relationship has ended up the kind of the same way. And also women who are really wanting a different kind of relationship than they've ever had before. And so I work with women one-to-one and I work in a group. It's a new venture of mine working in a group, and it's been actually incredibly beautiful experience for everybody. So, yeah, so I do both. And I find both have, there is something amazing about just learning from other humans, seeing other human beings being vulnerable, seeing other women, other men being vulnerable. I mean, my group is just for women right now, but and it helps us all open up. It helps us all learn, doesn't it, when we learn from each other?
Yeah. Not only open up, it helps you heal too, right? And it's also, it gets you out of your mind. This is a big thing. I say it again and again, so apologize for listeners, but there's something about the group dynamic where once you see other person is vulnerable, it's like permission that you can be vulnerable too. And that you also get to see that this isn't just in my head. Other people are experiencing the exact same things as me. And you kind of touched on it at the beginning there when you're saying people getting the same relationship over and over and over again. I'm sure you see it all the time, but the people get it in the same relationship, they are expecting that the new relationship's going to change them, but really they have to change themselves first, or is that right?
Yeah, it's that old phrase, isn't it? Be the change you're looking for. You know, it's like a woman will come to me and say, you know, I'm done with guys who are not able to commit or who are not communicative and not affectionate and not emotionally available and all of this. And what I say to them first is, okay, let's work with the premise that we choose, unconsciously choose a partner who has the same emotional availability that we have, who has the same tolerance for intimacy that we have. And for me, that is a very humbling place to start, because it's like if we start with all the guys out there are just getting it wrong and I'm just such a great catch and why aren't they seeing that? We're not good. There is going to be something in us to heal if we're at this point, we're with a coach and we're saying it's not working. So actually what I say to women and my journey as well is that I needed, and we all need, to raise our tolerance for intimacy if we want a deep, connected, loving relationship. because a deep, connected, loving relationship, friendship, any kind of relationship, but especially romantic, involves an emotional connection which is vulnerable. It's a vulnerability connection. And if we have a very low tolerance for intimacy, we're going to struggle with closeness. And if you've had a lifetime of wrong relationships, chances are you do have a very low tolerance for intimacy, and it's just raising it in baby steps. That's what turned my life around, and it's what turns, I see it every day. It's what gets women the relationship they want.
That's beautiful. I'm kind of intrigued, wondering how much is like limiting beliefs and then the same patterns, and like definitely unconscious that the limiting beliefs are causing those same patterns.
Yeah, well, I mean, if we look at the idea that, you know, our thoughts create our beliefs, our beliefs create our behavior creates our actions, and our actions give us the life we have right now. So then, yes, it can absolutely start with thoughts. And you know, you know, I'm a novice to the brain, really. But if we think that the brain is going to be trying to find evidence to support its beliefs, you know, if I am going to believe that I suppose for me, I mean, I'll be personal with you, is that I believed on a deep level that I wasn't the kind of girl who would have the cherishing and the flowers and the love and the romance. Something in me didn't quite believe that I would be that kind of girl, like it was an exclusive club that I wasn't part of. So then, because of that thought, my behavior was I would then choose guys who never quite gave me that love and cherishing that I wanted. And then there's a part of me was like this sort of detective looking out for rejection and getting really upset about it. But it wasn't until I became the partner in the relationship that I was looking for, then what started to show up outside of me changed. I hope that all makes sense.
Oh, yeah.
But it's, you know, it's deep, this work. Yes. I mean, women come and say, Naomi, tell me what to say to him to make him be more romantic and loving. And it's like, okay, let's start right deep in you, darling.
Yeah, it's a mirror, right? Like whatever you're seeing, it's... how much, I wonder, does the five love languages play into it? Where, I guess, do you know the book, The Five Love Languages? So I guess, obviously. So I guess what I'm getting at is like people thinking that their love language that they want is what they need to give, when really it's not the case at all.
That is just, I love the five love languages, and they are a great tool, because all of those are languages of love. But first and foremost, understanding your own love languages can be incredible, an incredible start, understanding yourself and then being able to communicate that with another, especially if you're dating. I did that five love languages quiz, and I read the book, and it was like, oh my goodness, physical touch and words of affirmation. And look, you know, I married someone who gave no verbal or physical affection, and look at all the relationships I had were all the opposite of what I really needed. So then the amazing thing about dating, when you're conscious and aware of what's going on inside of you, because then it was a no-brainer to me. My non-negotiables had nothing to do with how tall he was, how educated, how, you know, his financial status. But it was like, do I feel really cared for? Is he affectionate? Is he verbally affectionate? Do I feel really loved and cherished and cared for by him? And, you know, also understanding that people have their expression of love. And if we want a bit of love in a different way, actually, it's not the other person's responsibility to guess it. It's your responsibility to communicate it and say, hey, you know, gifts mean a lot to me. Is that something you're willing to do? Yeah. They make me feel really special and loved.
Yeah, I think that's exactly right. That's where I was going, is because I think often we might say, well, I'm the one who needs words of affirmation. So I want someone outside to give me that. But meanwhile, that person might be more just about quality time and they don't have to talk ever, right? And so anyone who doesn't know the five love languages, it's a book. Words of affirmation, acts of service, receiving gifts, quality time, and physical touch. And so I think it's important. Personally, myself, I'm not really big on that because, and it's a great tool, like you said, but it for me, it's like you're giving your power, like you're making it dependent on someone outside of yourself when really it's an inside job.
Do you know, that is so beautifully put, because I remember I did this quiz and I was like, but why do I always choose people who aren't affectionate? And actually what I realized was, is I struggled to receive verbal affection. I'd feel shy. I'd feel embarrassed. I'd feel awkward. I didn't know what to, I felt exposed when I was given it. So, and I started with me, and I'd urge anyone to do the same. I was like, how affectionately do I speak to myself? And actually, when I really dug into it, I was like, actually, I'm pretty critical of myself. I'm actually quite unkind to myself. So what about if I'm going to be the change I'm looking for, if I'm going to be the relationship I'm looking for, I need to do that now and change the way I speak to myself. Be my biggest cheerleader. Love me more than anyone else can possibly love me. And that is an incredible place to start, and a way to turn this tool into something really empowering, that it's not the world's responsibility to make me feel loved. It's actually my responsibility.
That's beautiful. I wonder I'm sure you see lots, but like, what is the most common limiting belief that people would have around this subject?
I would say women often say, there's no good guys in this town. They're all dot, 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 you know, or it's never going to happen for me. There's something wrong with me. What is it about me that gets these kind of relationships again and again? And what I say to women, they get a bit shocked sometimes when I say it. I say, there's nothing special about you that excludes you from love. You are not so special that you are an exception in the human race. If you desire it, you can have it. You know, that's why I do what I do, so that every woman everywhere knows she can find love, because, you know, no matter what height, color, faith, disability, if you want love, as long as you're willing to put in what's needed and be the change and learn and grow, you can have it.
I love it. Do you know who Marissa Peer is?
Yeah. I've seen Marissa. I've seen her work, yeah.
So there's three common limiting beliefs, and that's one is that I'm not good enough, and another one is that's not for me. Like, only other people can do it. I forget the third one offhand, but the idea is like none of them are true, right? Like, you're perfect the way you are. You can do whatever you want, and that is for you. And just some of this conversation is reminding me of that.
Yeah.
And so, baby, you're saying you only work with women and no men ever?
Yeah, I have worked with men. I suppose I've just sort of niched down very much to working with women who want relationships with men, even though I have worked with women in same-sex relationships and I've worked with men.
Right. Very cool. I think I always ask everyone this question. This is the Phase 4 podcast, and Phase 4 in the six-phase meditation by Vishen Lakhiani is all about creating a future 3 years out. So where is Naomi 3 years from today?
Oh, wow. I would say from 3 years from today, being able to work with many more women and many more people who really want the kind of love they've never had before. So really working more in my group program, bringing more women into that, and and, you know, just growing that, really. That's what I'd say for me in my work.
Love it.
Yeah.
Can we talk about the group program a bit more? What does it look like? Like, expand on and what people get? How long is it? Anything like that?
Yeah. So really what people get, they have 6 months mentorship in a group with me. We meet every week. They've got me on WhatsApp in between the classes, and it's small group and everybody gets one-to-one time. And I think the beautiful thing, as we touched on before, is that you see yourself in other people. People come and they sometimes say, oh, I don't know if I want to share this in a group. But actually, once they hear someone else sharing vulnerably, everybody's hearts open, everybody are moved, everybody gets cheerleading. And yeah, I believe very much on being in my business, in my group, being, you know, leading and mentoring myself.
Beautiful. Yeah, being the change, as you talked about, right?
Yeah.
And so leading with your heart. How about, like, relationships, like balance? Like, I guess, I don't know, there's times where, and we're talking about the love languages, where people are pulled back too much. Then there's other times where they're too almost needy. I don't want to say that word, but I can't think of a better one right now. But where does balance play into this?
I would say balance in expectations of what we expect our partner to be. I would say expectations can create a lot of disappointment and upset and anger. When we are looking for somebody to be our everything. Esther Perel talks about this. She talks about, you know, we expect people to be our best friend, our lover, our confidant, our everything. And actually, you know, I would say that we need to bring so much personal development ourselves. You know, what is it I'm bringing to the relationship? I remember as a family member said to me, he said when he was looking for a partner, instead of writing a list of what he was looking for in a partner, well, he did that. But he said the biggest list and the thing he brought to the dates was, this is what I bring to a relationship. And he wanted to share, this is what I bring, not what I'm expecting from you, but what you can expect me to bring. This is what I can do. This is what I can't do. This is what I'm up for. And so, yes, the expectations we have. And also when we can come from the perspective that people's intentions are good. And that's what I say to women. I say, if a guy on a dating site, he's not going to be slick and cool about dating. You don't want to date the guys who are slick and cool with dating, who've obviously been there forever. It's like, actually, if a guy's a bit clunky, maybe a bit clueless, it's okay. It's okay. His intentions are good. Let's come from that standpoint first, that, you know, amazing, we're not expecting perfection because we're just going to be disappointed and end up single.
One of the groups I facilitate, there's a guy who, he went through a divorce. He's an older guy. He has chronic pain issues, and he went on one of those dating sites you're talking about, and he was shocked that the response he was getting. He didn't feel like he should, but it's exactly what you're saying. That, and I was trying to tell him, I'm like, well, it's because you're not a sleazeball, you know what I mean? But he didn't understand why he was getting the reaction, which was a good positive reaction, but he didn't know why. He's like, why me? And I was like thinking, like, that's exactly why, because you're a nice guy and you are a little clumsy and awkward, and the other guys who are just so thank you for that.
Yeah, that's wonderful. I love that. You know, I really love that.
And then I guess you're saying how the family member would go and say, like, this is what I bring to the table. So I want you to, maybe if you could, talk about your own personal long-term vision, helping you not waste time going through it all, like allowing you to bring to that table, okay, this is what I'm looking for and this is where I want to go, and not wasting each other's time, just a year or 6 months at a time. Like the long-term vision has to kind of align, not totally, but a little bit.
Yeah. Women say to me, how soon should I tell him what I'm looking for in a relationship, or how soon should I ask him? And I say, as soon as possible.
How soon should I tell him I have kids?
But it's like, actually, you know, I remember when I was dating, I would, you know, if you're messaging on the app, I mean, I hated doing too much messaging. It's like, let's just get to a conversation and see if we vibe with each other. But, you know, just even saying on the dating app, you know, I'd love to know what you're looking for. I'd love to know what, you know, you're looking for on here. Because let's not, if someone's looking for a hookup and someone's looking for marriage, let's not get to coffee dates. Let's not waste each other's time. Let's just be clear. And a beautiful question to ask someone on a date is, you know, what's your dream? What's your dream relationship? Or if you could wave a magic wand and had the perfect relationship, what would it be like? Because actually, some people have never thought about it. And one of the first things I do when anyone joins my program, we meet one-to-one. And we work through that vision, that desire vision. What is it I really want? Because that becomes your anchor. It's not about then when all the guys come along and you get all the chemistry, I, as their coach, can keep them on track to their North Star. And I say to a woman, the guy is never your North Star. The relationship you want is your North Star. That's what guides you forward rather than the hot guy, the rich guy, the this. It's like, actually, where am I going? And are we both going in the same direction, as you said?
I love it. So one thing, right, just I'm going to pull up quick. A coach, that's a coach's job, is to hold the client's vision until they're confident enough to step into it. And the way you said it is perfect, too. And I love it because it's so important, right? What do you want? And I know we're talking in the context right now of a relationship, you're a relationship coach, but that's a great question to ask anybody. Like if you go in a church or in the grocery store or wherever, what's your dream? And I find the same thing. I ask people this, like, what's your vision? What do you want to do? If you could do anything, magic wand, what would it be? And people are like, huh? And it's because nobody's ever asked them and they've never thought about it, which is, it's a little bit sad. I was there too. I never knew that you could do it. I thought it happens and you're just playing, but really, you can have anything you want. Mm-hmm. And I think it's, what's that book? The Secret, Rhonda Byrne. What she says, like, about the single girl was a friend of hers and was looking for this relationship, could never find it. And she went over to her friend's house and she looked at her friend's house and the bed's all messed up and clothes all over. And she's like, just all she did was take clothes and move them to one side of the closet so that there's another side for the guy. And then she said, sleep on just this side of the bed so that there's a, because that way you're kind of telling the universe your intentions and then you can attract that into you because you're being that person you wish to be.
Yes, I love that. I did exactly that. And I encourage my ladies to do that because you suddenly give off the vibe of a woman in a relationship. You start to expect good things to happen rather than constantly looking for evidence that it's all rubbish. Oh, men are rubbish. There's no, I'm lonely. And that's what I said on Valentine's Day. And I say is like, let's flip the jealousy, the envy, the pity party. Let's flip that into, you know, you see a picture of someone with their engagement ring and they're looking all happy and loved up. Instead of just looking and going, I hate them, you know, that's not going to happen for me. Just go, thank you for showing me what I want, that what I want exists.
Yeah.
Thank you for being evidence that it can happen. And if she can have it, so can I. If he can have it, so can I. And you're absolutely right. I used to imagine that I was, when I'd drive back from work, I would imagine that I was driving back to my partner and he was cooking me food. So my whole vibe was in expectation of that happening, yeah. You know, and it creates, it just feels great. And when your energy is really open and positive, you're going to attract great things to you.
Yeah. something really important you just said is that that feeling when you see someone else and it's like, I want that. Why can't I have that? But the feeling that that makes you feel, that's just a signal. And that signal is maybe, okay, that's what I'm actually wanting. And like, maybe I need to shift my perspective a little bit.
Yeah.
I think Valentine's Day, I did something similar. I put a post and someone's like, Valentine's Day is for couples. You can't do that. My post was, you don't need a day to celebrate yourself. You're more than enough exactly the way you are. And I think it's so true, right? You see these things and they make you feel a certain way if you're not in a relationship or like whatever it is. But the idea for me there is those are signals for your, from your body just telling you, hey, maybe we need to go in this direction.
Yeah, exactly. And what happens is when we are looking at those images of couples or Valentine's days and thinking that's not going to happen for me, literally it's like it shuts your heart down. It closes up your energy. You're going to be guarded. You're going to wear more armor. And, you know, to have the kind of deep connected loving relationship, you need to have an emotional connection. And the emotional connection comes through the vulnerability. And without that vulnerability, we're never going to have it. And, you know, so that's by literally shifting and choosing a different belief, even if it feels clunky and not quite believable at the time, but just going, okay, I'm going to try this. I'm just going to thank that loved up couple for reminding me that I can have it. It starts to open up your energy. Your body will be different. Your body language. And, you know, so much, we communicate so much just with our vibe and our energy that we don't always communicate with our words, you know, so, and we pick that up. We can pick that up from each other.
Yeah, it's a frequency, right? So you're projecting a certain frequency and that measurement or that wavelength will just keep bouncing along until it connects to itself. I think that's so important, right? The way we show up. And this isn't just relationship coaching. That's just talking. This is like just life in general, right? For, I guess the most important relationship is the one you have with yourself.
Yeah. And there's something about showing up real and just showing up messy to life. And, you know, someone said to me about, you know, building, growing your business. She said, just take messy action. Just take messy action. Stop trying to be perfect. And it reminded me of being on a date where we met just for a drink. And then it happened, it was lunchtime on a Sunday. And he just said, should we just get lunch too? And we just stayed, sat at the same table and got this Sunday lunch. And I was really enjoying it. And I put too much food in my mouth at once. So I had to catch some of it in my hand. And he was just laughing. And I was laughing. And then, and I was at that point that I just was so okay with myself that I just was like, if I'm imperfect, let them just see it. Because, you know, it's this is how I who I am. And later on, he sent me a message and he said, I cannot get out of my mind how beautiful you looked catching your food in your hand.
That's awesome. I love it.
And it's like, let's just show up unashamedly yourself. This is who I am. This is me. I'm not trying to be perfect.
Yeah, there's no perfect, right? Everyone has flaws and certain little things, and it's all part. That is what's perfect, is the flaws and the great stuff together.
Yeah.
So as we begin to wind down, if this episode resonates with you, please like, subscribe, share, follow, but no hard sell. And reach out to Naomi. If you need a relationship coach, you've been listening to this conversation, you know what she has to offer. I'm sure you can feel your warmth, even if you're listening on audio. And so definitely reach out to Naomi. And I guess I kind of, before I ask my final questions, I let the guests take it wherever they want. So if it's a message of hope, something you're selling, your containers, whatever it is, or maybe something we don't know that you want to share.
Yeah, you know, for some of you listening, this may not apply to you, but if you're finding your, but for some of you, you know, what I have could be life-changing as it is for many of the women I've worked with. And so if you're finding yourself feeling kind of hopeless around love, or you're in a relationship and you're like, I don't know whether to leave, I don't know whether to stay, neither options feel good, then, you know, I definitely have something for you. And I've been there. I have been married. My husband was unfaithful. I've been divorced. We now have a great relationship. I've dated. I've been through it, and now I'm with a wonderful partner. But if you are, anyone listening, you are ready to try something different, you are coachable, and you're done with the way things are, then, you know, I'm here, and I would love to speak with you. And just so you know, there is absolute hope, and there are certain qualities you can develop that will get you there. And one is stoicism, you know, being stoic and just one foot in front of the other. Keep on going. There were times I just wanted to give up dating. There were times I was on the floor in tears, and I'd promised myself, whatever happens, I'm going to keep going. And if I don't meet my partner till I'm 82, so be it. I'll put it in the hands of the universe and God, but I'm not giving up. And I would say, wherever you're at, don't give up on the relationship you want. If you're in a relationship, it could be with the partner you're with, even if it feels impossible right now. But actually, through learning really great communication skills, how to communicate your feelings, how to communicate your needs and desires in a way that doesn't push the other person away. They don't feel blamed or criticized, but actually your communication can really draw your partner closer. I had to learn it. Didn't come naturally to me. I had to learn it. So yeah, that's really what I wanted to share with people. If you want it, you can have it.
Sounds like it's a skill that you can develop.
Absolutely. I wish communication was taught in schools. Children would pick it up so easily. How to deal with conflict, how to express your needs, wants, and desires. And once a woman or a man, but once a person knows how to do that, suddenly their confidence shifts. And knowing that vulnerability is safe, sharing your feelings is safe, feeling your feelings is safe, and communicating your feelings. And if you communicate your feelings and someone really does not show up in a way that's kind, or consistently they're unable to meet you there, that's your information. You know that maybe this isn't a great relationship, but so many people will respond to open-hearted communication in a way that can really have that closeness that all of us really deep down are craving.
Yeah, and the heart communication, right? It's different than in your mind where you're just thinking and you're just making it up, and it's probably not even true if it's in your mind. But once you move from the heart, it changes everything.
Yeah, 100%, 100%. And I'd say that is one of the most powerful things I've learned and one of the most powerful things I teach.
Beautiful. Naomi, my final question is, how can people reach you?
Yeah, they can find me, my website, naomithompson.com. My name is a bit more unusually spelt, Naomithompson. With the same name, I'm on Instagram, TikTok, YouTube. So if people want to hear more, you know, please do go to my YouTube channel. And I also have a free audio training. So, you know, on my website homepage, there you will find that audio training. So please go to it. There's some real fundamentals of how to attract love and part of my process in there. So you'll get loads from that.
Beautiful. Thank you. We're going to put all those links in the show notes. And Naomi, I'm so grateful for your time today. Thank you so much.
It's been lovely to speak with you, JP. Thank you.